们大家平安。
Please be with you, brothers and sisters.
首先呢，要先祝贺大家所有在这里的父亲呢，父亲节快乐。
First, I want to say to all the fathers here, Happy Father's Day.
然后我要谢谢，我们也要谢谢所有的这个父亲哈。
And we want to give thanks to all the fathers.
这个没有那个。OK, 这个看那个没有。等一下，对不起哈。OK, 有了，有了。嗯哼。Now move the next slide. 他不能啊，习惯。OK。OK, 也谢谢所有的这个父亲他们的这个摆上哈。
And we thank all the fathers for their offerings.
那今天呢，早上要趁着这个机会呢，跟大家分享一个题目呢，就是称职的这个父亲哈。
Today I want to grab this opportunity to share with you about a competent father.
那刚才呢，这个姐妹呢已经为我们念了这个约伯记第一章第一节到第五节的经文。
Just now, our sister have already read to us, Job chapter 1 verse 1-5.
那么为了公平起见呢，我们请这个Samantha 呢用英文再念一遍，好不好？
And in fairness, I will read it in English as well.So Job chapter 1 verse 1-5. In the land of Uz, there lived a man whose name was Job. This man was blameless and upright. He feared God and shunned evil. He had 7 sons and 3 daughters, and he owned 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, and 500 donkeys, and had a large number of servants. He was the greatest man among all the people of the East. His sons used to hold feasts in their homes on their birthdays,And they would invite their 3 sisters to eat and drink with them. When a period of feasting had run its course, Job would make arrangements for them to be purified. Early in the morning, he would sacrifice a burnt offering for each of them, thinking, perhaps my children have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. This was Job's regular custom.
那我们每次想到这个约伯的时候呢，我们想到什么呢？
So what would we think about when we think about Job?
那我们就会想到说他所受的这个苦难哈。
We would think about the sufferings he had.
他在一夜之间呢失去了他所有的一切。
He lost everything he owned overnight.
那我们很少想到说他也是一位尽责的这个父亲哈。
But we seldom think about that he's also a responsible father.
那我想呢，他作为一名的这个父亲呢，有几方面也可以值得我们学习的。
And I think we can learn several things from Job to be a father.
那第一呢，我们看到说他有一个美好的这个榜样哈。
First, we see that he lived an exemplary life.
那么圣经记载说呢，他有一个人名叫这个约伯，那人完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事哈。
In the scripture said there lived a man whose name was Job. This man was blameless and upright.
可以说呢，他有一个美好的这个他的生命呢，有一个美好的这个见证和榜样哈。
He lived a good example of his life.
那这里说他完全哈，这里讲到他是完全正直。
Here it says he was blameless and upright.
那并不是说直到这个完全呢，并不是直到他是无罪的哈。
This doesn't mean that he never sinned.
而是直到呢，他在道德上的这个。是在道德上呢，他是无可指责的。
But it's in a moral principle sense.
那这包括呢，我相信呢，他也有犯错的这个时刻。
And I think he must have the times that he did wrong.
那但是他晓得来到神面前呢，认罪悔改哈。
However, he knows to come before God to repent.
那能够保持呢，与神与人呢美好的这个关系哈。
And to maintain a good relationship with God and with people around him.
那我们可以说呢，他作为他对人呢正直不亏待人。
And we can say that he's upright and treat people fairly.
那他对神呢存敬畏的心哈，不敢呢随意的得罪神。
He's fearful of God and he is not willing to go against God.
那么他对事情呢非常谨慎哈。 远离一切的邪恶的事。
And he's very careful and shunned evil.
所以我们看见到他对人、对神还有对事情呢，都有美好的这个见证哈。
So we can see that he has a good testimony, to man, to God, and to every single thing he does.
今天呢，我相信我们的这个儿女呢，也正需要一个有美好榜样的这个父亲哈。
And today, our children need their fathers to be good examples.
那今天我们在座的每一位做父亲的，我们要反省自己一下。
So, every father here, you need to look into yourselves.
我们给予我们的儿女是一个怎样的榜样呢？
What kind of example are we laying out for our children?
我们是否是一位像叶伯这样，是一位正直，是一位敬畏神、远离恶事的人呢？
Are we blameless and upright and fear God and shun evil like Job?
我想呢，一个好的榜样呢，是我们能够给予我们的下一代呢一个最好的遗产。
I think a good example is the best legacy we can leave for our next generations.
那今天我们要记得我们的行为呢
？Today we need to remember that our own actions.
我们对我们的信仰、对我们的事业、对我们的处事、待人的态度呢？都会对我们的儿女呢有深远的这个影响哈。
And our attitude towards faith, towards our business, and to other people will leave a long and deep impact on our children.
那么我们的孩子呢，看从我们的身上呢看到什么呢？他们就会学做，学会去做什么。
Whatever our children see on us, they will learn to do.
那么这是一张我这个小外孙女哈。他的这个图片哈。
This is a picture of my granddaughter.
你看他拿着什么？他拿着这个手机哈，放在他的这个耳边哈。
She's holding a cell phone to her ear.
为什么呢？他就是看到我们大人哈，每次拿到手机就是放在耳边要讲话哈，所以他有样学样哈。他每次拿到手机就是很自然的放在这个耳边听。
She learned it from all the grown-ups holding their cell phones next to their ears.
所以我们的孩子呢，从我们身上看见什么呢，就会学做什么。
So whatever our children see us do, they will learn to do.
那如果我们做父亲的、做父母的，我们常批评人哈，我们的孩子呢就会学会论断人。
So, if us as parents often judge other people, then our children learn to judge.
那如果我们常埋怨的话呢，我们的儿女呢就不会感恩。
If we often grumble about things, then they will not learn to give thanks.
那如果我们常轻视或者嘲笑人呢，我们的儿女呢就不会尊重人。
If we often mock others, then our children will not learn to respect.
那么相反的，如果我们能够欣赏或者接纳别人，我们的儿女呢也会去欣赏或者接纳别人。
But on the contrary, if we accept others, then our children will do the same as well.
那如果我们晓得去爱人呢，那么我们的儿女呢也就会晓得去爱别人。
If we know to love others, then our children will learn to love others too.
那如果我们晓得在困难的时候呢，晓得来依靠神，那我们的儿女呢也会在他们遇到困难的时候呢，学会来依靠神。
If we rely on God when we face difficulties, then our children will rely on God in their own difficulties.
所以今天我们处事为人的态度怎样，对神对人的态度怎样，都会影响着我们的这个孩子。
So our own attitudes and actions will have an impact on our children.
那我们刚才读到那段经文呢，我们也注意到说叶伯呢，他是一个非常富有的人。
In the scripture, we also notice that Job is a rich guy.
那么圣经记载说，他的家产呢有7000羊、3000骆驼、500对牛、500母驴哈，并有许多的仆婢哈。
In the scripture says he owned 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, and 500 donkeys, and a large number of servants.
我想呢，今天在座的没有一个人像他这样富有哈。
I think like none of us is as rich as him.
那可能我们会想说，是不是一定要成为富有的人才能够做一个称职的这个父亲呢
？So do we have to be rich to be a competent father?
那今天很多做父亲的都很殷勤的工作哈。
Today, many fathers work diligently.
我们都盼望说能够在物质上呢能够丰富的来供应我们的家庭我们的孩子的这个需要。
In the hope that they can provide for their family.
那盼望呢我们的这个家人呢能够过一个更好的这个生活。
So their family can live a better life.
那这当然呢没有什么不对的地方。
Of course, there's nothing wrong with that.
但是呢我们我在这里呢要提醒就是呢我们不能够让工作或者呢想拥有更丰富的这个物质的这个生活呢而夺去了我们所有的这个时间。
But here I want to remind you all that we can't let our work and the pursuit of material things take away all our time.
以致呢我们没有时间呢来陪我们的孩子一起的成长。
In that way, we will not have enough time to spend with our children and be there when they grow.
其实呢在我们的孩子成长的过程当中
In reality, in their adolescent years,
他们并不需要太多的这个物质的东西
They don't need much material things.
他们所需要的真正所需要的就是父母的爱
What they really need is love from their parents.
并且呢能家人呢能够常常在一起的有欢乐的这个时光
In the family time you spend together.
所以我在这里呢要劝勉我们做父母的
Therefore, I want to encourage all the parents here.
要趁着你孩子还小的时候呢花一点的时间呢跟他们相处
Spend time with your children when they are young.
那我有三个孩子他们都长大了
I have three kids and they are all grown-ups.
那么我发现呢当他们长大了之后呢他们有自己的这个生活
And I realize when they grow up, they will have their own lives.
他们有自己的朋友。
They have their own friends.
或者他们有自己的事情。
Affairs.
即使你要跟更多的这个要想花一点时间跟他们在一起呢，他们也没有时间给你。
Even if you want to spend time with them, they don't have the time for you.
所以要趁着孩子还小的时候呢，让我们能够。花一点的时间呢跟我们孩子相处
So let us spend more time with our children when they're still young
那一位非常成功的律师这么说
A very successful lawyer said
他说呢我一生所收到的最珍贵的礼物是什么呢
The most precious gift I've ever got in my whole life is this
就是呢每一年圣诞节
So on Christmas day
我的父亲呢都会送我一样小礼物
My father gave me a little present.
而这一件这个小礼物呢，里面呢是一张的这个纸条。
And the present is just a tiny piece of paper.
那这个纸条上面这样写作。
And written on the paper is this.
他说：“儿子，一年呢，我给你365个小时，每天晚饭后呢，我陪你一个小时。”
He says, "Son, I will give you." 365 hours every year. Every day after dinner, I will spend an hour with you.
那么这个时间呢是你的。
This time belongs to you.
我们可以谈一谈你喜欢的话题。
We can talk about the topics you like.
到你最喜欢去的地方。
Go to the places you like.
玩你感兴趣的游戏。
And play the games you like.
每天一个小时呢是属于你的。
Every day an hour is belong to you.
他这个父亲不是这样写了啊，去算了，而是他实践他的诺言。
His father not only wrote it but also practiced it.
那每一年呢，他都给他孩子呢同样的这个应许。
And every year he made the same promise to his son.
所以这个律师，这成功的律师这样说哈，这是我一生最珍贵的这个礼物。
And therefore the lawyer said, "This is the most precious gift I got in my whole life."
他说我之所以有今天呢。可以说完全是父亲的礼物所造成的结果。
Everything that I have today is a result from that gift.
那我不晓得说今天你跟孩子的时间有多少。
So I don't know how much time you spend with your children every day.
但是我想呢这是给我们一个提醒。
But I think it's an important reminder for all of us.
那么前美国总统的这个夫人就是这个老布什的这个夫人。
The wife of George H.W. Bush.
有一次呢，他应邀在一间大学呢，在毕业典礼上致辞哈。
Once was invited to give a commencement speech at Wesley College.
他讲到说，等你们到了我这个年纪哈。
She said, "When you are at my age."
你不会因为失去一笔生意或少了一个客户而后悔。
You won't be regretting about losing a business or a client.
但你若没有花时间在孩子身上呢，你会悔恨不已。
But if you didn't spend enough time on your children, you will be regretting a lot.
呀，这也是让我提醒我们哈。
So this is another reminder.
所以我们看到这个，首先呢，我们看到这个叶伯呢，他在他的孩子在他家人面前呢，有一个美好的这个榜样哈。
So here we see Job laid out a good example for his children.
那第二点呢，我们也看到说，他也负起做这个属灵领袖的这个责任哈，在家里哈。
And secondly, we can see that he took the responsibility as a spiritual leader.
那这里第四节、第五节这里记载说，他的儿女呢，趁做日子呢，各在自己家里设摆宴，宴哈，就打发人去请了他们的三个姐妹来，与他们一同吃喝哈。那么宴宴的日子过了。叶伯打发人去叫他们自洁，他清早起来按照他们众人的数目献燔祭，因为他说恐怕我儿子犯了罪，心中弃掉神，叶伯常常这样行。
In verse 4 to 5 it says his sons used to hold feasts in their homes on their birthdays, and they would invite their three sisters to eat and drink with them. When a period of feasting had run its course, Job would make arrangements for them to be purified. Early in the morning, he would sacrifice a burnt offering for each of them, thinking, perhaps my children have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. This was Job's regular custom.
所以我们看见到这个叶伯呢，不单单在物质上供应他们儿女的这个需要，他更关注他们儿女这个属灵的这个光景。
So here we can see that Job didn't just provide his children material for their material needs, but also their spiritual needs.
那他负起了一个做父亲的一个最重要的这个职责哈。
He took the most important responsibility as a father.
就是在家庭当中呢，当这个属灵的这个头，当属灵的这个领袖哈。
It's to be the head of the household, to be a spiritual leader.
那带领家人呢，一起在神面前敬拜，并且在神面前呢，为他的孩子呢祈求哈。
He bring his family to before God to worship and to and he prayed before God for their blessings.
那在这里我想问大家一个问题。
So here I want to ask you a question.
你想今天呢，对大部分的弟兄来讲，最大的挑战是什么呢？
For most of the brothers here, what is your biggest challenge today?
那我想不是供应家庭在物质上的需要。
I think it's not to provide to provide for your family in material ways.
因为我们大部分的家庭呢，在物质上呢，都是足够的，都足够有余的。
Because most of the families here have enough things.
那我想呢，对弟兄来讲呢，最大的挑战呢，就是怎样在家里呢，当一个属灵的头或者属灵的领袖。
I think the biggest challenge is how to be a spiritual leader in the family.
那能够带领全家的人一起的敬拜神、服侍神、跟随神哈。
To lead the family to worship God and serve Him.
那我们可以思想一下哈。
We can think about this.
那我们关心我们儿女呢？肉身的需要。
We care about our children physically.
我们也关心他们在教育方面的这个需要哈。
We also care about their education.
那我们通常呢，我们华人呢，都会找一个住在一个最好的这个学区的这个地区里。
And oftentimes, we Chinese will try to find the best schools and place to live.
那我们也要我们的孩子呢学各样的东西哈。
And we want them to learn all kinds of things.
那这些都是好的。
These are all good things.
但我们有没有关心他们属灵光景、属灵的光景呢？
But have we cared about their spiritual life?
我们有没有时间陪儿女呢？一起的祷告，一起的读经，一起的来教会呢？
Did we spend the time to pray with our children and read Bible together and come to the church together?
那我相信我们今天做父母的，我们都同意一件事情哈。
I think all the parents here would agree about this.
就是今天呢，我们的儿女呢，是活在一个比我们以前更复杂的这个社会。
Today, our children are living in a more complex society than before.
啊，充满了各种的这个试探与引诱哈。
It's full of all kinds of temptations and trials.
那我们应当有像这个约伯的这个担心哈。
We should have the same worry in Job's heart.
就是说，恐怕我的儿子犯了罪，心中弃掉神哈。
As perhaps my children have sinned and cursed God in their hearts.
那所以我们更需要关注他们灵性上的这个需要，教导他们圣经的话语哈。
Therefore, we need to pay attention to the spiritual needs and teach them words in the Bible.
让也为他们呢在神面前呢来求恩哈，就好像约伯一样。
And pray for them before God, just like Job.
因为呢，他们可以在各方面都很成功。
Because they could be successful in every aspect.
但是如果他们犯罪，心中弃掉神哈。
But if they sinned and cursed God in their hearts.
你觉得你心中会快乐吗？
Do you think we will be joyful?
我想我们做父母的一定不会快乐。
I think you will not.
所以有一点呢，我要提醒大家的，就是要趁着我们孩子还年幼的时候。
So one thing I want to remind all of you is to, when our children are still young,
能够带领他们能够来信靠主。
Lead them to become believers.
因为人生呢，在世呢，认识这位创造我们的主，然后接受他的救恩是最重要的。
Because in our entire life, the most important thing is to know our Creator and accept His salvation.
也能够，也是我们父母的能够给予我们的孩子一个最大的祝福。
And this is also the greatest blessing we can bring to our children as parents.
那我们怎样能够带领我们的儿女来认识主耶稣呢？
So how can we bring our children, to know Jesus?
那第一就是在孩子年幼的时候就带领他们信主哈。
So firstly is to bring them to Jesus when they are still young.
因为在孩子在我们孩子还年幼的时候呢，是最信主呢最好的一个时机哈。
Because that's the best time for them to know the Lord.
一旦他们信主了，他们有一生的这个时间能够来跟随主来服侍主哈。
Once they become believers, they have their entire life to follow and trust, and put trust in God.
如果我们错失了这样的一个机会,
if we miss this opportunity,
当他们年纪越大的时候,
when they grow up,
就更难的带领他们信主。
It will be much more difficult to lead them to the Lord.
还有呢，第二，我们也要教导孩子呢，常常祷告。
And secondly, we need to teach our children to pray often.
能够教导他们能够数算神的这个恩典，为自己的父母家庭感恩。
Teach them to count the blessings and give thanks for their parents and their family.
然后也不要忘记在每次在吃饭之前呢，也教导他们能够做谢饭的祷告。
And don't forget to pray for every meal.
那让他们从小就学会做一个感恩的人。
So they can learn to be a thankful person when they're young.
那第三呢，也鼓励他们读圣经哈。
And thirdly, encourage them to read the Bible.
那能够让他们呢，最好呢，就是能够陪他们呢，能够一起的来读神的这个话语哈。
It is best if you can be there, be by their side when you read Bible together.
那并鼓励呢，鼓励他们呢，将一些圣经的这个圣经呢背诵下来哈。
You can also encourage them to recite Bible verses.
因为呢，这个当他们有神的话语在他们心中的时候
，because when they have the word of the Lord in their hearts,
在他们以后的人生的道路当中
，in their lives,
我们相信呢，神这个圣灵呢，就能够用神的话语呢，来提醒他们，来引导他们当走的路哈。
The Holy Spirit can use those verses to remind them, the path they need to walk on.
那最后呢，也能够建立这个家庭的这个祭坛哈。
And lastly is to build a family altar.
就是说呢，每一个星期可能不一定是每一个晚上，你可以每个家庭可以按照自己的这个时间来安排，然后可能有几个晚上能够一起的有这个 家庭祭坛的这个时间哈。
Every week, according to your own schedule, you can have the family altar time.
能够一起的全家人一起的读圣经，一起的祷告分享哈。
So your entire family can read the Bible together and pray and share together.
那么当然了，时间不要太长哈，因为我们的孩子呢，可能他们有其他的事情，他们没有这个耐心哈。
It doesn't have to be long because our children may not have the patience.
但是呢，我们盼望呢，借助这样的一个这个家庭一起的读圣经，一起的祷告呢，能够培养他们有良好的这个灵修的这个习惯啊，在每一天在他们生活当中呢，能够来读经祷告。
So the time doesn't have to be long, but the hope is to establish a good spiritual habit for our children.
那当然了，有时候我觉得我牧会这么多年来呢，我看到一件事情哈，就是说，当然有时呢，我们尽力的做到这些的时候。
In my time as a pastor, I do see that.Sometimes when we try to do all of these,
我们的孩子呢仍然会犯罪，甚至呢远离神哈。
But our children will still sin and even get away from God.
那圣经也给我们看到一些的例子。
And there are some examples in the Bible as well.
我们看到这个撒母耳本身呢，他一生能忠诚的来侍奉神哈。
We see Samuel; he spent his whole life.Faithfully to God.
但是他两个儿子呢，却不行他的道。
However, his sons did not follow his ways.
那么圣经这样记载说，撒母耳年纪老迈哈，就立了他儿子做以色列的士师。他儿子不行他的道，贪图财利，收受贿赂，弃妄正直哈。
In 1 Samuel chapter 8.Verse 1 to 3, it says, When Samuel grew old, he appointed his sons as Israel's leaders. The name of his firstborn was Joel, and the name of his second was Abiah. And they served at Beersheba. But his sons did not follow his ways. They turned aside after dishonest gain and accept bribes and perverted justice.
那我们可能会想，这个撒母耳他一生必定有很好的这个榜样啊，在他孩子面前。
Samuel must have a good example in front of his children.
但是圣经却记载他两个儿子呢却不行他的道。
But the Bible wrote that his sons did not follow his ways.
那的确在现世的这个生活当中呢，我们也看见到说一些在金钱家里长大的孩子。
And in reality, we do see that children grow in faithful families.
他们却远离了神哈。
Become rebellious and leave God.
但是有些呢，在破碎家庭长大的孩子哈。
And also children grow up in broken families.
他们却热心的爱主，跟随主哈。
Decided to follow Jesus.
那这有时候让我们很难理解哈。
It is difficult to understand.
但是呢，无论如何哈，我相信。
But after all, I believe.
如果的确我们有孩子，他们远离了神，叛逆了神哈。
If we have rebellious children who left God, who left the way of God,
我相信呢，只要我们能够恒心的为他们祷告
，I believe as long as we keep praying for them,
那神必叫他们能够回转哈。
God will turn them back.
我们相信呢，无论我们的孩子怎样呢，他们总有。好像这个圣经所记载的那个浪子回头的比喻，这个小儿子一样，有回头的一天。
We believe that no matter how our children are, they will have the day where they will turn back.
那我们为他们所付上的祷告呢，绝不会故意徒然的。
And our prayers for them will not be in vain.
那今天我们做父亲的哈。
So today, we as fathers,
我想呢，我们能够给予我们的孩子的一个最大的祝福哈。
The biggest blessing we can give our children,
就是为他们建立一个完整的这个家庭。
Is to establish a whole family for them.
那我们的 孩子呢，对自己的出身在哪一个家庭里面呢，是没有选择的这个权利。
Our children didn't have a choice to decide which family he or she is going to be born in.
因此呢，我们做父母的。
Therefore, as parents.
啊，特别我们做父亲的。
Especially fathers.
需要对他们的人生呢负起这个责任。
Need to take responsibility for their lives.
那我们要负起一个做父亲最重要的职责呢，就是在家庭里呢当属灵的头，当属灵的领袖。
And the most important responsibility is to be the head in the household and a leader in, and a spiritual leader.
能够带领我们的家人呢，在神面前敬拜，并且教导我们的孩子呢神的话语。
So we can lead our family to worship before the Lord and teach our children the word of the Lord.
并为他们祷告。
And also pray for them.
那我们不要让我们的儿女说，哎呀，很不幸的，我生在这个家庭里面。
And let us not have our children say that it is such a misfortunate that I was born in this family.
那当然呢，今天这篇的信息呢，是在勉励我们这里做父亲的。
And of course, this is an encouragement for all the fathers here.
那可能我们会想，我们都有事，我们都觉得说自己做父亲呢，有时候觉得很失败。
Sometimes we thought we failed to be a father.
但是对于我们基督徒来讲呢，最重要的就是说我们能够从失败中学习。
But as Christians, the most important thing for us is to learn from our failures.
那我们靠着主的恩典能够改进自己。
And make improvements by God's grace.
那我们靠着主的恩典呢，我们不要做一个 bad 的父亲啊 ，bad 的爸爸。
And by God's grace, let us not be a bad dad.
那什么是 bad 的这个爸爸呢
？What is a bad dad?
B 呢，就是代表 bossy 哈。
Bossy.
就是说，在家里呢，就是只会要大家来服侍他，而不晓得来服侍别家里的人哈。
It's like asking everyone in the family to serve him, but never serve others.
那 A 呢，就是很。每次呢都很就是很容易的就愤怒，就指责，就责骂孩子。
And A stands for angry. He's like easily angry and abuse his children.
那 D 呢，就是代表就是这个distant， 就是代表让你孩子，你就跟一方面呢，可能你没有时间陪着你的家人啊，让你的孩子觉得说你是很难接近的一个人。
And D stands for distance, like you don't have enough time for your family, and your children feels difficult to get close to you.
或者呢，你就在家中，就好像一个老板一样，就很容易就会发怒，或者是时常的责骂，让你的孩子感觉到你是一个很难接近的一个人。
Or just because you are you are bossy and angry, then you are children will find you difficult to get close to.
那我们靠着主的恩典呢，我们要做一个 fat 的爸爸。
And by God's grace, we need to be a fat dad.
那并不是说你真的是要做一个肥胖的这个爸爸哈，但当然也是不好哈。
It doesn't mean that you need to get fat physically.
那当然 F 呢就是 faithful 哈，就是能够我们能够忠于我们做父亲的能够忠于我们的这个太太，我们的这个妻子。然后忠于我们的儿女哈。
F stands for faithful, so to be faithful to your wife and your children.
我们不做任何一件事情呢，会让到我们的妻子，让我们的孩子呢感到羞愧的事情哈。
Let us not do anything that will bring shame to our wife and kids.
那第二呢，就是 available 哈，能够时常能够腾出一些时间，能够陪我们的孩子啊，来参与他们哈的这个生活。
And A stands for available, so leave the time for your children and be a part of their lives.
那 T 呢，就是 transparent， 就是能够坦诚哈，对他们能够坦诚。
And T stands for transparent.
那因为我们知道，我们都不完全都会有犯错的这个时刻。
And because we all know that we're not perfect,
我们也能够跟我们的孩子坦诚哈，我们软弱的这个地方。
We need to we need to be transparent to our children about our own weaknesses.
相信他们也会了解的。
And I believe they will understand.
那最后我要说呢，要做一个称职的父亲，的确是不容易的。
And lastly, I want to say that it is difficult to be a competent father.
因此呢，我们做父亲的。
Therefore, we fathers here.
需要你们做母亲的，即孩子们的全力的支持。
Need your full support as mothers and children.
你们做妻子或孩子的能够做什么呢？
So what can you do as wives and children?
那第一呢，能够为你的这个丈夫或者父亲感谢神。
First is to thank God for your husband or your father.
那第二呢，能够鼓励他成为一个好的父亲。
And secondly, encourage him to be a good father.
每个人都需要鼓励的。
Everyone needs encouragement.
每个人都需要得到欣赏的。
Everyone needs to be understood and cherished.
那第三呢，尊重他不要把他的这个其他的父亲相比哈。
And thirdly, respect him and don't make comparisons between him and other fathers.
那可能你觉得说，哎呀，别人的这个丈夫或者别人的父亲呢，是比自己的更好。
Maybe you will think that other people's husband or other people's father is better than your own.
那但是我们是要来尊重我们自己的丈夫，尊重我们自己的这个父亲。
But we still need to give respect to our own husband and father.
那最后呢，要为他祷告。
And lastly is to pray for him.
我们很难期望说靠自己能够改变我们的这个丈夫，改变我们的父亲。
It is very difficult for us to change our husbands or fathers.
你再多的唠叨或者埋怨呢，只会令他更烦而已。
All your grumbles and complaints will only make him worse.
人是不容易改变的。
It is difficult to change a man.
只有呢，求圣灵来感动、光照，来改变他。
So we should. So our only hope is that the Holy Spirit will touch him and move him.
所以我们今天包括我在内，包括这里在所有的这个做父亲的，我们都需要你们的这个支持。
So today here, myself included, all the fathers need your support.
都需要你们的祷告。
And prayers.
都需要你们的鼓励。
And encouragement.
让我们能够在神面前呢，能够做一个称职的这个父亲。
Let us be competent fathers before God.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父上帝，我们满心感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we give all the thanks to you.
特别在这个父亲节的这个当中，
especially during this Father's Day,
我们能够思想到这个叶伯。
We can think about Job.
他怎样在他的这个孩子面前有一个美好的这个见证与榜样。
And how he laid a wonderful example before his children.
也让我们看到他怎样负起一个做父亲最重要的职责，就是在家中做一个属灵的领袖。
And took the most important responsibility as a father and be a spiritual leader in the household.
能够带领家人一起的来敬拜，一起来服侍你。
Lead the entire family to worship and to serve you.
一起的走在你的道路中。
And walked together in your way.
天父啊，我们都需求你自己来恩待，帮助我们在这里的每一位做父亲的。
Lord, we pray that you will help every single father here.
我们在你面前承认我们都有软弱，都有亏欠的地方。
We admit that we all have weaknesses.
但恳求天父你自己按照你丰盛的恩典来怜悯，来帮助我们。
But we pray that you have compassion with us.And you will be with us and help us.
让我们能够真的是做一个称职的这个父亲。
So we can be competent fathers.
能够荣耀你的圣名。
And we can glorify your name.
能够成为我们家人的这个祝福。
And be a blessing to our families.
我们将祷告乃是奉靠主耶稣圣名求的。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.